Palm OS Insider Episode 4. Stay connected. Hey everybody, this is Paul, and this is the Palm OS Insider Podcast. So you guys haven't gotten a podcast for a while. I apologize for that. So I'm giving you a double episode today. I have posted already, as I record this, Episode 3, Keep Your Files Secure, and you should definitely download it. And today I will be talking about how to stay connected with your handheld. Okay, so I've got a couple different options. The first one is stuff that's built into your handheld. No additional software whatsoever. You are just using what you have on your handheld. So if you own a newer Palm handheld, such as a Tungsten T5, a Tungsten T3, a Palm Zire 72, any of those, and other ones, that's not a list of all of them, they all support Bluetooth. Now, to find out if your handheld does support Bluetooth, you can go into your preferences program, and under communication, it will say Bluetooth. So if you click on that in your handheld, you will get a list of Bluetooth settings. Now, what you can do with this is, if your Palm has the Blazor web browser, or if it doesn't, that's okay, you can still get internet through your phone. You have a Bluetooth on-off switch, you have what you want to call your device, and you have a network service configuration area. Now within these, you can customize your options for connecting to your Bluetooth phone. Now, I just acquired a Palm Tungsten T5, so I'm kind of playing around with what I can do with that. A lot of new stuff compared to my old Zire 71. Now, part of what the Tungsten T5 again has, I don't know if your handheld will have this, I'm assuming that any handheld that is 5.4.5 is going to be able to do this. So once you have your handheld paired with your cell phone, meaning that it knows to talk to each other, turn both Bluetooth connections on the phone and on the handheld. Remember, your phone has to have Bluetooth too. This isn't going to work unless it doesn't. You can also, I've heard of ways to do it with infrared. I'm not going to explain that in this episode because it's pretty uncommon. Most phones don't have infrared. My phone actually happens to, so that's kind of nice. But most phones don't, so I'm not going to explain that. If you want to, just send me an email and I'll try to figure out how. But right now, we'll just talk about Bluetooth. So now what you can do is, once you get it paired with your phone, which is pretty easy to go through, you just kind of follow the prompts on your phone and on your handheld, you get a dialer application, you get SMS program, you get internet if your handheld comes with the Blazor web browser, you get all these options for connectivity. Now, you can even get email through VersaMail. Once you get that set up, all you have to do is get your connect and configure your handheld to talk to your phone's internet network. Now, that's not that hard. You tend not to need a data plan for this. I don't have one, and I think my plan just uses the minutes that are pulled off of the. They just use the minutes that are stored in my account. So, you know, you have your singular, you have your 450 minutes, you're using those minutes when you're online. So if you're not going to use it for a lot, like I use it to, check a sports score or something like that, you're really not going to, burn up that much time, and it's not going to cost you that much money. So once you configure your service to connect to an internet service, you click connect, it tells you it's signing on, it signs on, you go to web, and it will load a starter page, a Palm homepage type thing. And then you can type in your address, go to your website, check out your stuff, check your email. The SMS application and the dialer work basically the same. The dialer, you can take your contacts from your Palm, say, I want to call this person, you call them, or you hit call on your phone or on your Palm, and your phone starts to call them. So not as seamless necessarily as a smartphone, but it's nice when you have them paired together. Now here's what you can do if you don't have Bluetooth. There's a service called AvantGo, AVANTGO. What this does is kind of a web clipping type software. You'll go to the EventGo website. You'll say, I want CNetNews.com headlines when I sync my palm. Now, it's not wireless. You don't have wireless connectivity on your palm. If you do, you just use the internet. But with EventGo, it will take the new updates from this page, almost like an RSS reader, and it will use those and sync those with your palm, so you always have the latest news up to when you last synced. Not so valuable for a trip, but if you're just day-to-day on the move and you just sync it in the morning, say, and then go to work, you have it for that. So that's about it for how you can connect to the world from your palm handheld. The other thing you can do with Bluetooth, actually, is you can send files back and forth between your phone. What's nice is I'll take a picture with my phone. Now, normally, if you don't have Bluetooth or something happens, you can't send that somewhere else. It stays stuck inside your phone. With the Bluetooth pairing, you can send that to your palm and then load it on your desktop from there, and then you don't have to worry about sending it to an email address, and you don't have to worry about having the text messaging capability to send an email. So, hope that helped connecting to the world from your palm. If you want to contact me, I actually got an email from GadgetGuru05. He was having some trouble with the EarthComber database. I'm just going to explain that here. He says, I downloaded EarthComber and I didn't have any map files. I'm kind of paraphrasing here a little bit because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I saw my memory wasn't free, so I deleted everything on the palm and the computer for EarthComber. Tried to sync again. Didn't work. Here's my recommendation, GadgetGuru05. It sounds like you got your configuration screwed up somewhere. What you'll have to do is keep that when you install EarthComber, there's the EarthComber updater. Just keep that running all the time. It'll search for updates for the EarthComber updater, but it'll also search for your palm's map system. So what you'll have to do is log into EarthComber, select what map you want, and then tell it, I want this map, and then you'll have to sync it. You can't download a map and then put it on. It's kind of a strange setup, but I mean, for free, it works well. So what I would do is delete everything, reinstall, you know, tell it to remove everything, just basically wipe EarthComber off your hard drive, off your palm, and then try to reinstall it, and send me another email if you're having any problems. And that brings me to my next point. If you're having either problems, I guess, with your palm, or if you have an idea for the podcast, please send it to me. I'm getting to the point where I can do a couple more, but they're going to be lame, and then eventually I'm kind of running out of ideas. So if you guys could send me emails with ideas in the, you know, so if you guys could send me emails with ideas, that'd be awesome. I know I said that in the podcast before this that I post today, but that'd be really nice because I want to get you guys some stuff. So send me an email. You can call me if you want. The number is 206-204-4999. Leave a voicemail if you want, and I will play that on the air if you say something interesting. So thanks, everybody, for downloading me. This has been the Palm OS Insider Podcast. Thanks for listening.